Oh man, what a start to American Rant. This is a show where I just unleash my feelings, my thoughts on the world, of course, America, about the state of the economy, about the state of our culture. I was talking to my friend tonight. He's 37 years old, never been married. Been working one tech job to the other tech job in sales. He's a sales guy. Anyway, I found out today he's gonna have a 26-year-old boss. 26 years old. My friend's 37. He's got 15 years experience in tech sales, and he's getting a 26-year-old boss. My friend said he wouldn't mind if it was a wonder kid, you know? But it's not. It's an inexperienced kid who's going to be his boss. Now, I've had to manage people younger than me. I've had to manage people older than me. Hopefully, his new boss can handle it right. But my friend's freaking out. He's freaking out. What we talked about, and what is just, and we talk about this all the time, is that working like that is a losing proposition. And what I love about America is that you can be entrepreneurial. But what I worry about for Americans, and I worry about for my kids, is that if you don't change your life story, and you do have the ability to do that in America, if you don't change that life story, if you don't get off that treadmill, if you don't get off that rat race, you're fucked. You are fucked. You wake up, you go to work, they fuck you. You make money, you pay a lot of taxes. Government fucks you. And then you suddenly hit middle ages, you make a little bit more money, you're finally not going to debt, you're finally saving money. You're hopefully saving money to have a nice retirement, but you still got to work till you're 60, 65, 70. And then you finally retire and you hope you eke out a couple of years of good health enjoying that wealth. Fuck that shit. That's why I like being an entrepreneur. I'm very entrepreneurial. Sometimes I have a full-time job. Sometimes I'm going after a win. I've had a couple little medium wins, but I'm trying again with different ventures to break out of this cycle because it's a fucking rat race. And we've heard people say their whole lives, and then you suddenly hit middle ages, you got the wife, the kids, and they're fucking lovely. I love my family. But if you don't break out of this rat race, you're gonna wake up someday and you're gonna wonder what the hell happened. Well, I'm woke and I'm ready to break out of that cycle. And there are things I dislike about America, but I do love America. I think we are lucky in the fact that we do have a chance to be entrepreneurial. My dad grew up in the projects. And then he broke out. I grew up in the suburbs in my middle class, white suburban suburbs, my little bit of bubble. Got to go to a really good college. So I got all the advantages that many people did not get for many different reasons. I am a white male, so I definitely got the breaks. But no matter your start, I think in America you have a chance to become your own boss. You, depending on your starting place, will have different hurdles and obstacles to overcome. But the opportunity is there, and I like that about America. But it's not easy. Even for a white male, it's not easy. So back to my other point. Why being an entrepreneur? My wife always says, you gotta be an entrepreneur. Why you gotta be entrepreneurial? Because I don't want to get fucked in the ass all day. Listen, I've worked for great bosses and great companies. I've worked for shitty bosses and shitty companies. Either way, even with a great boss and a great company, somebody else is responsible for you and your family well-being. You could be an excellent employee. Someone else can make a mistake, or they can make a great decision, excel the company. Either way, you have almost no control of your own destiny. You can do a great job and move up the ladder, and I've certainly been able to do that in my life, and I'm thankful for that. But if you do not take steps to take control of your own life, you put yourself at risk. Yes, being entrepreneurial, starting a business, starting a venture comes with a whole other set of risk. But at least you're in control. I'm not saying go out and quit your job, your day job. You might have to hustle, work late at night, whatever. But we need to do that. Because I'll tell you what, I do believe the robots are coming for your jobs. I know there are companies out there. I think the CEO of Pizza Hut has already said that they'll have robots in 5 years to make the pizzas. That's some of the low-level blue-collar jobs, but they're coming for the white-collar jobs too. You need to take control of your own destiny. And that's just it. That's the America we live in today. You have to do that. We don't live in a society where we could sit back, live on a beach, build a hut, and live on our own terms. I think you could go do that in other countries, some countries, maybe. Maybe I need to go do that. But in America today, that's what you got to do. And I firmly believe in entrepreneurism. And what I like about America is that you have that opportunity. So go out and fucking do it. Don't complain, just go fucking do it. And I'm not here to just complain. I'm just here to observe that that's the fucking truth. That you got to break out of this, go and start your own thing because you are on a treadmill and you try to eke out some wins. But you're going to wake up one day and your whole life has passed you by because you didn't get up and do something about it. So get off your ass and go do something. This is our first episode. There'll be more rants in the future. I don't even have a website up yet, but you can email me at American@AmericanRant.org. If you got any comments, suggestions, or anything, I'll try to keep this thing going here. I hope you subscribe. I hope you share your thoughts, and I hope you go out there and get it. Go kick some ass. Love you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.